This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. For the first time in its nearly 150-year history, Regis University will be led by a woman. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Denver Catholic Institution has named Dr. Shauna Cooper Whitehead as its 29th president. She joins Regis from Boston College, where she served as vice president of student affairs. During her tenure, she was credited with raising more than $20 million in philanthropic support and launching initiatives focused on indigenous-rooted restorative justice practices. University officials say her 20-year career in Jesuit education made her the standout choice to lead the campus. They praised her record of student-centered leadership and her commitment to educational equity. Cooper Whitehead will start July 1st. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Vail Resorts is having a tough year due to the lack of snow in Colorado and Utah. The poor skiing conditions could create more headaches for the company if people decide not to buy a season pass for next year. Vail CEO Rob Katz told Wall Street investors the company is working to keep customers.
There's no doubt that it absolutely means that we have to work hard, right, to reach people who may not have come as much or may not have come at all or didn't buy a lift ticket.
Vail announced a 20% discount for people aged between ages 13 and 30 on next winter's pass. A warning to drivers, I-25 will be closed in both directions Thursday night for construction. The closure will occur at the Colorado 7 and I-25 interchange. The closure is expected from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Friday. A detour at exit 229 will be available. This is CPR News.